I'm Helen Tuhig, and I'm a Wellcome Trust Doctoral Fellow at Keele University. I'm one of the first cohort of primary care doctoral fellows to be funded by the Wellcome Trust, and it's great to have the opportunity to share my experience of the scheme, because for me it's been a really fantastic opportunity. I'm a GP in Sheffield, and I've been working at my current practice since 2010. I've always been interested in the evidence that underpins our medical practice, and primary care in particular. Thinking about questions such as what it is that we actually know, how that knowledge has been arrived at, how it's been tested, how it should be interpreted, how much it can be relied on, and leading on from that, where the evidence gaps are and how they can be filled. It was being curious about questions like these that led me to consider whether I could combine a career in research alongside my clinical practice. I was initially lucky enough to get an NIHR In Practice Fellowship hosted by the Academic Unit of Primary Medical Care at the University of Sheffield. This allowed me to have a 50-50 split in my working week between clinical and academic work, studying master's modules in research methods alongside developing my own research project. This gave me a really good foundation in research methods training, as well as giving me a taster for what a career in academic medicine could involve. I dragged this fellowship out somewhat by having two periods of maternity leave within it, and it was fortuitous really that just as I was coming to the end of my funding from that was when I heard about the fellowship scheme from the Wellcome Trust that was being proposed. I'd already formed some links with some of the excellent team from the Research Institute of Primary Care Sciences at Keele University through the research that I had been doing, and as they are part of the National School of Primary Care for Research, they were one of the hosts for the Wellcome Trust Fellowships, and it seemed a natural fit that I applied for a fellowship hosted by them. Although the scheme offers the opportunity to apply for projects that have been planned and proposed by the host institutions, I actually applied with a proposal that I'd written myself because I really wanted to continue the research project that I'd been doing and use this as a basis for a doctoral thesis. I was really pleased that the scheme was flexible enough to see this as a strength and also to allow me to have a supervisory team that spanned two institutions, as this has really helped me. My research is focused on polymyalgia rheumatica, which is an inflammatory musculoskeletal condition which causes pain, stiffness and disability in older adults. I'm particularly interested in the outcomes that are used to evaluate this condition because, for various reasons, what to measure and how to measure it in assessing PMR is particularly challenging. With the support of my supervisory team, I'm now developing a new patient-reported outcome measure for polymyalgia rheumatica, and it is this process which is forming the basis for my PhD. I'm now about 18 months into my fellowship, and I've had many great opportunities through working in the Versus Arthritis Primary Care Centre at Keele University in terms of research training and experience, but also the Wellcome Trust Fellowship has allowed me to be part of the National School for Primary Care Research, and I've attended events run by them which have allowed me to hear about research that is going on in other leading primary care centres, and also to make friends and network with people from other institutions, which may go on to lead to further research collaboration in the future. I currently work one full day a week in my practice and do 3 days of academic work. This gives me one non-working day in a week to spend with my two young children. It was really important for me that if I was going to do a PhD, I was able to continue my clinical work rather than having to do full-time research to be able to do a PhD, which is the case with some other fellowships. I think, particularly for a career in general practice, being able to keep up with the clinical work and keep that clinical contact was really important. I was a bit apprehensive about reducing my clinical sessions down to just 1 day a week, but so far I think this is working out okay, helped for me in particular by being part of the same practice that I'd been established in for a number of years, and also by doing some extra out-of-hour shifts. I'm really enjoying the mixture of clinical and academic work that I have at the moment that the fellowship is allowing me to pursue. And I'd really encourage any GP with an interest in research to have a look at the Wellcome Trust Fellowships. The opportunity to study for a PhD alongside doing clinical work in a leading primary care research centre with the support of a great supervisory team, has really strengthened my commitment to a career in academic medicine, and hopefully has given me a great foundation on which to build.